is Note to Bagoon. I'm your host, Chris Vega, and I've got a guest this week. Rarely do I have a guest, but Zach Amico is joining the show. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm glad we're doing this show. I'm having a good time with it. And we're just going to talk about some shit, but how are I figure we'll talk about this up front because we've been doing some like a little bit of wrestling talk behind the paywall over at Gas. And as we're recording this, AEW was last night. And just curious what you think about what you thought about the pay-per-view. Did you watch the whole thing?
I got to watch the whole thing still, but I caught bits and pieces. I think you get a lot of bang for your buck with AEW shows.
I mean, they are very long.
They're long. There's a lot of different matches.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there's something pretty gory if you're into that.
Yeah, there's usually one thing. And that's like pretty much all I watched was Sting's last match. And it's like, I really didn't need to see a 60-year-old man get thrown through a plate glass window.
Yeah, but he didn't take it that bad. I mean, he had clothes on. Darby Allin.
Also, how do they, you know about effects and stuff, how do they work that glass where it just shatters that way?
I think some places have regular glass and maybe some places use candy glass.
Or you think that was candy?
Glass.
I mean, Darby was bleeding pretty bad.
I think Darby took a real one.
But they broke, both pieces of glass broke the same way. I watched it.
It's a dangerous, I get nervous about it.
Yeah, I don't.
Now, my question is, was that a fuck you?
Oh, to CM Punk?
Yeah.
I mean, the Bucks have been throwing shots at CM Punk the entire, since he's left, which I think is like, enough already. Like, you know what I mean? And also, don't they have Jack Perry, who's still under contract there, doing the pariah gimmick elsewhere because of a glass spot?
Yes.
So is that now a thing? Like, now we got to watch him come feud with the Young Bucks over this or join the Young Bucks or something?
I have no clue. But it does, so people don't know what we're talking about. CM Punk's a wrestler. Didn't wrestle for about 10 years. Went to this company, AEW. Got in a couple fights, including with the executive vice presidents who are also wrestlers. And the last fight he got in, I guess, he had put a kibosh on someone using real glass in a match.
Yeah.
That person then did a spot on a car where they went through the windshield,
mm-hmm.
went into the camera, and went, "That's real glass, bitch," or something like that.
It was, and it's real glass, cry me a river.
Cry me a river.
And then when the guy went backstage, CM Punk, I guess, threw him in a headlock or something.
Yeah. There was an altercation that ended with CM Punk being fired.
Which, by the way, headlock is the maneuver of the guy who does not want to fight but knows he could win the fight.
I think a front chin lock.
Like, just in general.
Yeah.
Like, when you...
But, I mean, it's a move to end a fight.
Well, let me throw this out there. You were a big kid, I imagine.
Yeah.
And you're a well-mannered guy. I can't imagine you were, like, a rowdy kid. But I imagine if somebody tried to pick on you and you didn't want to fight them, you would do something like put them in a headlock or and then sit on them.
Yeah, I wrestled growing up, and
I'm saying before you were on a wrestling team. I'm saying
I don't have memory. I started in second grade.
Okay. Oh, really? I didn't realize all that.
Yeah. So I always, and then I was pretty much front headlocks and fish rolls.
Okay. So, but yeah, that is the thing.
And I remember in Foley's first book,
mm-hmm.
he talked about DDP getting in a fight backstage.
Okay.
And it ended with a front headlock.
Because that's how things end.
Because that's how fights end.
Well, it's also like this weird thing where it's like you're sitting there and you're going, well, you can't get out of this.
Yeah.
And I could kill you.
Yeah, if I press your chin to your chest long enough, you're going out.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also the kind of thing where you kind of just go, all right, somebody around here break this fucking fight up. I'm going to push this guy, get in between.
Yes.
Right? Like I've been in that position where somebody like took a swing at me and I'm like, if I beat the shit out of this guy, it's the end of my night. You just like kind of throw him in a headlock and you shove him and you go, somebody get in between here so I don't have to do this.
Now, if I'm correct, the classic Goldberg Jericho fight
mm-hmm.
was literally just front headlocks by Jericho on Goldberg.
That's hilarious.
As I'm told that Goldberg ran at him, Jericho headlocked him. They separated them. Goldberg ran at him again. Jericho front headlocked at him. And then Jericho said, stop being an asshole. Goldberg said, your mother's an asshole. And then Booker T went, did you just call his mother an asshole? And everyone laughed at Goldberg and he left.
Yo, dude, that's got to be that's the they're all in trunks, so obviously the classic black guy going, "Why are your pants tight?"
Yeah,
wasn't gonna work in that situation.
Though apparently, I did read. Did you read that? Apparently, on the last Jericho cruise, MVP fucking knocked him out.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah. Which I mean, good for MVP. I'm a huge MVP fan.
Yeah,
let me just throw that out there from his SmackDown run, and then like all of his manager work.
His excellent feud with Matt Hardy.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was very, very entertaining.
I missed his inflatable entrance was phenomenal.
Yeah. That was with the tube, with the running out tube.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
What we were talking about was we were talking about Sting's last match, and it was almost not a match. Like most of it was like six guys beating up the Young Bucks, who were supposed to be the bad guys.
Was it better or worse than his match with Triple H at Mania?
So the match with Triple H at Mania didn't have as many high spots. Obviously, when you add in Darby Allin, who's a great wrestler, who's young, there's going to be something else there. I think the match, I don't quite remember all of it. I know that there were DX and NWO run-ins.
Yes, which makes no sense.
The NWO running into Save Sting made no sense. It was just this weird WCW nostalgia act thing. But that was also, if you recall, 15 minutes into an actual wrestling match that was okay.
Yes.
Like, it was two older guys, one of which hadn't worked in a while. And, like, this was kind of like, I don't know. It was like his sons were, like, they were, it was immediately just him, Darby Allin, and his two kids fucking up these guys who were smaller than them. And it's like, all right, well, what are we watching? We're not watching good guys win. We're watching four guys beat the shit out of two guys.
Yeah.
Like, and then it became like kind of like a hardcore match, but it like took a while to get there. And it's like almost like, why not put the spot with Sting's sons at the end? And then you kind of, I'm sitting there going, why is this so early in this? And then it goes on for a while and you go, oh, because they had to get Ricky Steamboat and Ric Flair involved.
Yeah.
To do the things that his sons should have done.
Yes.
But then now it's also six against two at this point. And it's like, well, what am I fucking watching here?
Yeah. Six against two, five of the six should not be wrestling.
Yeah. No, four. Sting has not been terrible. I think he's on his PCO. That should have been his last match, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, his last singles match, at least, should have been him versus PCO in a fucking no DQ match. I think that would have been great. And if you don't know who PCO is, he's a giant insane person.
Pierre Carl Ouellette.
Yeah, he was one of the Quebecers in the 80s.
And now he's got a Frankenstein gimmick and might be my favorite character in wrestling.
It's super entertaining.
Who's Jorge, not a know Black Undertaker?
This? Jorge's filling in for my stalwart producer, Michael Harrington, who's usually here but is not. He's playing with his karate friends elsewhere. Take a look at that. I think you'll enjoy this. But yeah, he didn't wrestle for years and then came back and then just had this gimmick where he's just beating him. I think he has like some weird disease where he's just going to die at some point.
I have no idea. He came back enormous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's giant. He's way bigger. I didn't recognize him. Impervious, somebody was like, that's one of the Quebecers. I was like, what?
Impervious to pain.
Yeah.
And just doing like weird Frankenstein shit for reasons I don't understand, but I love it.
Yeah. And if you want to be impervious to pain,
YoKratom.com.
And do weird Frankenstein shit. Go to YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo. That's right. YoKratom.com is the home of the $60 kilo of Kratom. You too can wrestle like PCO. Not actually, that is me saying that. Not
yes.
The fine people at YoKratom. But
it is the best deal in the world of Kratom. The best trains, the best customer service, the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. And to be honest, $60 delivered right to your door. There's no better deal.
Nothing better.
No promo code required because it's already that good of a steal.
Exactly. Do you have PCO's entrance for me, Jorge?
Just the theme song, or
no, just like him coming to the ring? Whatever. I just wanted to show it to you because I thought you would enjoy it. But if you don't, we could talk about something else. All right. Oh yeah, here you go.
Man, yeah. Who everyone wrote up. He was blackballed from professional wrestling.
Why was he blackballed from professional wrestling?
I don't know. I think maybe
on Friday the 13th. It was the Monsters Day.
He looks like Sub-Zero in Mortal Kombat 3.
Yes.
By the way, in this, if you're for people listening at home, he's just getting slammed through doors, tables, onto a car.
UMBC. Yeah, he's a 50-year-old man doing moonsaults and fucking sentons onto the floor.
Yeah, it's remarkable what steroids can do to a human being, allegedly.
Yeah, our good friend, who's been on the podcast,
yes,
said that he's quite the connoisseur.
Oh, is he?
Of human growth. He's an aficionado of human growth supplements.
Oh, it comes in green Borneo and red Borneo human growth supplements.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's it. Yeah. PCO fucking, that should have been Sting's last match because Sting is just stealing his gimmick.
Yeah.
Because he basically has just been coming out and falling through tables and almost dying and all this shit. And now, whatever. Okay. Sting has never had a last match before, correct?
Correct.
Like, it was assumed that the WrestleMania match was going to be his last match.
Yes.
And then he had other matches in WWE. Then he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still under contract. And then he just didn't renew his contract. So
then shows up in AEW, where it should be noted, undefeated the entire run.
Yeah. Only, it's been 3 years, 28 matches. All tag matches, though, right?
I believe so.
Which I think that's, I think I'm kind of fine with that.
It's a good way to get Darby, his partner, some clout.
Yeah.
And that he doesn't have to get his ass kicked.
Yeah, because you could be... But then he's been getting his ass kicked.
And he can come in and do the savior spot. Or he can take a break in between doing crazy shit.
Yeah. What's funny, though, is like he's so old now that like his hair gets like wild and he just looks like a crazy homeless veteran.
Yeah, he looks like a young Doc Brown.
Because he's got like... He's clearly got so much dye in his hair that it's making it thicker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, really gooped in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Giuliani.
Oh, yeah. That's a good fucking call. Yeah, Sting and Giuliani have the same barber. All right, let's get into some topics. I was going to do this on High Society, but we'll just do it here. So the former Brazilian president, what is his name? Bolsonaro, has been accused of harassing a whale. And he's just denying it constantly.
I've gotten these charges, too.
Yeah. That's my first thought was, like, I'm Brazilian. We do not like whales here.
Yeah.
If the whale's asshole is shaved, okay, maybe. Is there any hair around the... I was just giving the blowhole a wax. But, yeah. So, this is an actual quote. No one can understand why I'm under investigation by the federal police regarding whale harassment. Which, what a fucking crazy thing. I don't even know how do you even harass a whale? Like, what do you do?
If you go down
offer to buy her a drink at last call?
Yeah, if you go down to Sunset Park, usually they yell snowflake.
That's fair.
Gordita. Snow bunny. They have a few words. But yeah, it's... The only way I believe he's harassing a whale is if he was holding a 24-ounce beer in a paper bag.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I think that's definitely how he did it. He definitely was just like... I also feel like, you know, it must have worked at least once.
Yeah.
Or else he wouldn't keep doing it. I mean, this entire article is fucking crazy. Like, listen, he admitted to the federal police that he had approached a whale while riding a watercraft off the north coast of Sao Paulo State last June, but he denied bothering the animal. She was asking for it.
Yeah.
This big, fat fucking whale. I'm on a boat. I'm letting her come on my boat. Oh, what a fucking... It's such a weird...
My question is, who told on him?
Yeah. Flipper?
The whale didn't tell on him.
Maybe the whale's fucking bitch husband didn't want to let her fucking get down. You know what I mean? Fucking skinny-ass motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Maybe the wooden puppet that turned into a real boy inside the whale.
Oh, that's who tattled?
Yeah, he got hit with a load.
Oh, it's so salty in here. I just think that's a...
That's not krill.
I think it's probably but pretty similar.
Yeah.
Krill and cum.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's very funny that the president of Brazil was accused of harassing a fucking whale, which is... Again, yeah, it's like you said... Was somebody on his boat? Because it just says watercraft. It doesn't even say if it was on a jet ski. It's also a humpback whale, which is like, I thought those were mostly dead. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, didn't they fucking have to take the last one to the future in Star Trek?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think... I like that Brazilians also fuck fatties at the end of the night, though. I like the idea of that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's gonna, right?
Dude, have I shown you the girl I'm obsessed with, Gracie Bond, on Instagram?
Gracie Bond?
I think B-O-N. Jorge, if you could pull up Gracie Bond, I think it is, B-O-N. She went viral for not being able to fit in an airplane seat.
Oh, is this the lady who said that fat people should get a free second seat?
It's a different girl.
Okay.
When you see her, you'll understand.
Okay.
So she's been on a weight loss journey.
Okay.
But I don't know.
She just can't seem to find it.
What kind of surgery was involved with it?
Okay.
Because she is uniquely shaped.
Oh, now I'm very curious.
There she is.
Whoa! Size
model, popularly known as Gracie Bond on social media, has a big problem with airlines. You won't believe what she says. The 27-year-old.
So she was a big fatso.
She was a large lady.
A
little bit more
wider to accommodate she for is what she fucking calls hot.
Dude. How pretty. Go to her Instagram. She is so pretty.
Now, by the way, people are listening to this. Yeah, go to her Instagram because I want to see more of this.
She is beautiful.
But just like the amount of ass she's carrying around.
Yeah.
I'm worried for her hips. She's going to, like, for people that are listening to this, this is a tiny, hot Latin model with, I want to say,
a beanbag chair.
Yeah. That's not, I don't even think that does it justice. Like, I like a garbage bag full of ground beef or something. It's a giant ass.
And she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's thin waist.
That's also like, look, that's not my go-to move is a giant ass like that. But it's so big that I'm like, well, I gotta try.
She's gorgeous, right?
Yeah, she's so hot. Holy shit.
She looks like a hot girl riding a hippity hop.
That's hilarious. It's just insane.
I know I don't have enough dick.
Dude, forget it. Dick. Do you know how you're going to have to do
so, four? Yeah, that's her before she started losing. This has been her weight loss
journey. To adequately fuck her from behind, you need Popeye forearms.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Oh, this is her before? I'll be honest.
You're really cute before.
Yeah, even when she's a big fatso, I would still fucking smash. Like, this is a good. Oh, Tom, you're racist. How hot is this fat Latin chick? Give me a thumbs up. Am I on in there? Can you bring Tom in here? Because even that, I think he's going to come in here and say he's not going to do it. Tom, are you listening? He's not responding. Just go ask him. But yeah, how do you not want to do this?
Yeah, I think she's exceptional.
Yeah, it's fantastic. He's answering like he's on mic in there. It's ridiculous. Oh, that's Harrington. Yeah, I'm very curious what Tom has to say about this lady because it's going to be ridiculous, but I think you got to try. You got to just
plus,
strap yourself.
We're also assuming she's tall.
Dude, I want
to. Whenever you see girls like this in real life.
He said he would do it. Both. Before and after. He's saying yes.
Come on.
That's how hot this girl is. Tom is a fucking noted proud boy. Like, but doesn't it look
that's
like,
something to be proud of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That big old ass. I'm saying. I think you need one of those things that, like, you know how lumberjacks have those belts that latch onto trees so they can climb up and cut branches from the top? I think you would need one of those to adequately fuck that lady.
I would have to spread her thighs apart with, like, a jack you use to change a tire.
Yeah.
To get access to her pussy.
Yeah, it's fucking. Dude.
Jorge, can we get your thoughts? Not making fun of you, but you're.
Jorge's
you know,
like, this is like.
You're not a large guy.
You're a sleight of frame Latin gentleman.
Yeah.
Also trans woman. I feel like you're getting 50-foot woman fantasies with this lady. He's nodding yes. Yeah, it's crazy how that girl is fucking very.
Can you bring her Instagram back up? There was one you passed by of her walking where just like, if she walked by me. Or that's a video, right?
Look, here's the thing. She wants people. Oh, my God. It's crazy. This is just. And also, like, we're watching a video of her spraying a fire hose into a rave. The guy right below looks like he's having a terrible time. But
and people are like, she can't wait properly. Good. I'll do it.
Yeah. No problem.
And she probably can. She could probably do that move where she takes, like, an old T-shirt. And like puts it in
through
crack.
The middle.
Yeah,
she's zestfully clean.
Yeah, like Like the way the Jesus cleans bowling balls.
Oh, yeah. That's how she fucking cleans out her asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, also, there's bidets now. There's all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
My face, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Now, when I come out of, when I take my ass out of her, my face out of her ass.
No, other way. No.
Yeah.
How rude would it be?
When I take my ass off her face?
How rude would it be? It's like I'm in the face, so you get back and you're like, all right, lay down, lady.
Yeah. Oh, no, but it's like,
tap on my thigh if you need air, like in Billy Madison.
You run out in the street, you get accused of blackface?
Crackface?
Yeah. Holy shit, that's fucking crazy. I don't even know how we got, the whale thing.
You fucking take your head out of her, you take your face out of her ass, you're in a refried bean eating contest?
Were you just eating a blackberry pie?
Nope. Kinda.
Yeah, sort of. Sort of. You know what? The sweeter the juice, I'll tell you.
Shout out Gracie Bond. It's my girl.
Dude, fucking wild.
Gracie Bond and Valentina the Midget are my two Instagrams.
Oh, is
right
that
now.
The midget with the big titties?
She's got big real. She's real. She looks like a short. She's like a not a midgety midget.
So if they stood next to each other, they would look like a passed out drunk snowman.
Yes.
Let me see a picture. What is her name? Gracie
Valentina the Midget?
Valentina. Yeah, I'm interested in this. Yeah, I watched somehow in my feed.
She just looks like a hot Spanish chick with short legs.
Oh, really?
That's fine. Her top half is not very midgety.
Oh, really? That's interesting. So, like, she just... Very interesting. So, is she just, like, two different Spanish women stitched together?
Oh, you think they use them, they scrap them and use them for parts?
Yeah, maybe. Perhaps. You know? I don't know. Jorge, maybe he could tell us about it. He seems more...
There she is.
Oh, that is... Yeah, it's a pretty good-looking midget. Good ass. I don't even think... Oh, it's just, like, her legs are just short.
Yeah.
They don't even look that midgety.
Yeah.
Yeah, wood.
Very cute, right?
Yeah, good looking. Now, you go on a date with this chick. You start dating this chick who is objectively attractive.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the judgment? Like, from people in your life. Let's say you're single and you're dating this woman. There's going to be judgment for you dating this midget. Right? Like, let's say we're not doing comedy where everybody kind of understands why you're dating this midget.
Okay, yeah.
You're just a regular person. Like, if one of your dad's buddies starts dating this midget.
Uh-huh.
Like, at some point they go, all right, the joke's over. You got to break up with this midget. And you're just like, no, I love her. Like,
she's like, beautiful.
Yeah. But it's like...
And plus, every time you go on vacation, she can just sit on your lap on the flight.
Oh, that's true. You can... Well, you can also probably register as a service animal.
Oh, no!
Oh, wow. She's about to get double-teamed by two black eye midgets?
That's oh, crazy. No!
Oh, I like the Oreo gif in the comments.
It's the Oreo minis?
Oh, shit. It's the cereal?
Yeah.
No, but like, all right. So you bring home this beautiful midget.
Uh-huh.
What does your mother say?
I think my mother wouldn't even mention that she was a midget.
All right, but what does she say to your aunt after you guys leave?
I think your biggest problem when you, if you are
There's
with...
There's no big problems.
Yeah.
Just a series of small problems.
Your issue is people accusing you of being a pedophile with commitment issues.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Because there's, like, little people conventions. And I've seen, like, MTV True Life where, like, regular-sized dudes go there.
And they seem like pedophiles.
They seem like they're... I think it's the same, like, where, like, trans women want dudes to be attracted to them, but they don't want chasers.
But that girl doesn't look anything like a child. Well, actually... Jorge, you're going to need to do some work before you pull this up. I need you to pull up a picture of this girl and then also a picture of JonBenet Ramsey. That's right, Zach. We're going to hell today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. This show is mostly me and Zach giggling.
Yep. This is us trying not to get JonBenets.
Oh, man. We should... would end up not airing, but like everybody just strapped to fucking those things that like
monitor your dick.
Yeah, that monitor your arousal levels. Yeah. And then just various pictures. That is a gas digital bit. It's just a thing where it's like we all have to have a gentleman's agreement that certain things cannot go out.
Yeah.
Right? Gentleman's agreement.
Gentleman's agreement.
But then again, and that's the thing. It's like we need, what we need actually for this is a priest who wants to play ball that we can go in a confessional and do this.
Yeah.
With. And something tells me we could find a priest that would do this. It's just, you know, they're not super forthcoming.
Yeah.
So if you're a priest and you want to help Gas Digital with this, email me at askthegoon@gmail.com. We will do that. You'll get, I will get you a golden ticket at Skankfest if you're a priest and you would like to help us with this bit.
3'9", dude.
She's 3'9". Oh, that is way too, that might be too small for me.
I mean, the obvious, not to be a pig about it.
Yeah, obviously you don't have to.
How big does your dick look?
Oh, yeah, for
in
sure.
In those hands.
Oh, forget her hands, for in her pussy.
Well, obviously,
when you
yes.
start seeing it coming out of her fucking nostrils. Yeah, do you have that series of images? Nope, that's different enough.
Yeah, way different.
Yep, completely different. Yeah. I needed to see that cold. Nope, that's completely different. That is not the same.
Oh, no, if you want to see her cold, those are different pictures.
Oh, yeah, can you have those? This is a true crime podcast now.
Oh, yeah, I'm trans. I'm just a fat girl who likes talking about murder.
Jorge's trans.
Yeah, we're just two trans girls who like talking about murder.
Yeah, he's gender fluid. He goes back and forth. That's why, you know.
They found gender fluid all over JonBenet Ramsey.
Did they?
I think somebody's fluid was on her.
I don't think that's true.
Well, maybe I made it. Hey, wishful thinking. They do think, however.
You're saying you don't want a my size Barbie returned unopened?
For years, they thought she had been tased. Because she had these two little, like, marks on her.
Mm-hmm. That turns were out vampire.
What?
Turns out she was the little girl from Interview with the Vampire.
No, but supposedly there was a train set in the house where the tracks matched the points on it.
Oh, because you can shock yourself with a model train set. Everybody's done it.
So they think maybe it was a at-home...
Whoever listened to me say that, by the way, is just like, yes, Chris, every autistic person has done that.
Yeah, they just shocked themselves on the dick with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wearing a conductor's hat.
I'm conducting, baby.
Yeah, I was pretending to be Godzilla.
I was also holding one of those little wands.
Yeah.
Did they find cum on JonBenet Ramsey? You know about this case a lot?
I've read a couple books.
A couple?
I've read more than one JonBenet Ramsey book.
Really?
Yes. Because I wanted to make a...
Were they golden books?
I wanted to make, for a while, an exploitation movie where it was like a...
This doesn't sound good.
A pageant, like a girl who was in pageants, and then she grows up to get revenge on all the pedophiles that run pageants, and she goes to JonBenet Ramsey's grave and resurrects her, and she comes back as a hot teenage zombie. And they go on a murder spree together, killing pedophiles.
You wanted to make this into a movie?
Yeah, I wanted to make a movie.
I mean, that sounds like a great movie.
Thank you. It was something I had in mind for a while that I kind of gave up on when I would tell people to be like, you can't do that.
Why not?
I agree. I would still make it. If anybody out there wants to fund that movie.
Did you write it?
If anybody out there wants to donate, if anybody wants to financier that movie.
Hold on, wait a second. I know you've pitched financiers before.
Yes.
Did you pitch one for this movie?
Not since I've gotten good at pitching.
Is it written?
I'm not going to write that in a weekend.
Why don't you just pitch the people you know you could pitch a thing to?
I think it's just, it's not in vogue, right? She was in the news again at the time.
Oh, okay.
Because that guy had confessed to the murder, but he was just trying to get extradited from Thailand. Do you know about that?
No.
Like, what is it, like, John Mark Carr, I think? Is that the name? He's this big, creepy guy, and he got arrested for pedophilia, I think, in Thailand, and they were going to kill him.
Okay.
So he confessed to her murder so that they would extradite him here to get him the fuck out of Thailand. Or
Jesus.
Somewhere, wherever he was. I'm filling in gaps of my information. He was extradited and arrested for the murder of the young pageant girl. Carl's mission came to be viewed as an elaborate lie by investigators on the case 10 years after the murder, though some still say a connection is possible.
Huh.
Some people think it was a political message to her dad, because her dad was some part of some like Fortune 500 company with ties to Halliburton.
I've heard that before as well. I mean, It's not. I believe anything is possible when it comes to these like backdoor defense contractor fucking shenanigans. I feel like they can get anybody, and they like. I'm not convinced that guy who split open Nancy Pelosi's husband's head. Like, they try to say he was just some crazy gay dude who broke into the house and fucking wanted to kill the Pelosis. But for all I know, it could have been some fucking weird Blackwater. Like, think about it. Didn't that happen right after Biden pulled out of Afghanistan? And she endorsed that?
I think he was just up to some gay shenanigans, and it got out of hand. And a hammer was involved.
I mean, that's also very possible.
I think he just had some gay guy over, and the guy flipped out on him.
But here's the thing is, like, he's a billionaire, and that gay guy was not particularly attractive. Like, there's so many good-looking gay guys.
Yeah, it might have been the anonymity thing, though.
Who also, nobody knows what Paul Pelosi looks like. You know what I mean? Like, you could have just got, like, a fucking sexy gay escort. Like,
yeah.
I still don't know what he looks like. But maybe, and I watched a video of him getting his head beat in.
But there is a good reason why you would go home with an ugly person. Because he was hammered.
Well, twice. That is the weirdest fucking video ever. It's just like the cops show up, and then they're both standing there. One, like, Pelosi's got his pants around his ankle, and then the guy just fucking blasts him, right?
Yep.
Is he still fucking eating Yankee bean soup in the hospital? Did he get out? I don't even know. What did I ask you to pull up? I don't remember. I'm getting fucking ADHD in here.
It was her, then we looked up John Mark Carr.
Yeah.
Then, oh, did she have cum on her?
Oh, yeah. Did she have cum on her? She did not have cum on
her. Did not have cum on her.
There you go. Turns out that was just frosting.
Yep. Just pineapple.
Oh, yeah. That's what the smell was. It was just pineapple. I want to watch this video and take a look at this. This is actually, there's this industrious homeless man in Seattle who got caught.
No, his name is Industrious Wallace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a great, honestly, it's a great name. If you want your kid to go far, name him Industrious. But pull up some of this. The guy got caught with an, by the way, I don't know where a homeless guy got an excavator from, but he was excavating a part of a public park. And then he got arrested. They let him out because it's Seattle. I assume he stole this excavator. And then now he's just building a cabin in the part of the park he excavated. Can you pull it up?
Despite offers of help and criminal charges, he says he has no intention of leaving. Tucked in the woods of Dr. Rizal Park, this is Stephen Irwin's cabin, complete with beer kegs, a washing machine,
baller,
several TVs, and this treadmill. Irwin took Como News into his encampment, which he says he plans on expanding.
We've got fire, gasoline, propane, kerosene, and live wires and flammables everywhere.
Andrea Suarez does homeless outreach.
Seems like she's lying.
Seattle.
There's no way he has all
she's
of those things.
Trying to get Stephen to move indoors.
I've even offered to pay for his like first 6 months of housing, and he just told me, "That's great, but I'm still going to keep my cabin in the woods."
This cabin is something Stephen
but,
has
pause
been
this.
Working on for months.
What? Just because he's some crazy homeless weirdo, he doesn't deserve a vacation home? Like, Jesus, lady.
This is where the Toxic Avenger lived.
Yeah, but it does look like that.
It
exactly.
looks exactly like Toxie Shack.
Oh. Did you ever come across something like
yes.
this when you were a kid?
A kid I went to high school with was like a crust punk, and I think got kicked out of his house or ran away, and was, to my, what I was told, found living near the high school football stadium. And he had a little area where he had tapped into general, like the public electricity.
Oh,
and
wow.
he had a TV and an Xbox. And he had like a setup. And he had been there for months.
Okay, so I have two of these, but they were both like kids who built things, right? So I must have told you the story. I know I've talked about it on podcast. There was a building on 9th Street and 3rd Avenue that burnt out. These two Mexican kids built a double-decker treehouse in the backyard with just spare parts. But then there was this other time, and I only... When I say I vaguely remember this, I know you're immediately going to go, Chris got raped in the woods. That's not what happened.
Okay.
But there was one time I was in Prospect Park. And you, so back in the day, you've been in Prospect Park before,
yes.
right? Okay, so back in the day, you could not walk through Prospect Park. It was only the outer track that was open, but there was holes in the fence, and we used to go back there with BMX bikes and like fuck around on the hills and shit. And I was like young. I was maybe 12. And I was with my buddy Ryan, who was a year younger. And there was these two kids back there, and they were our age, a black kid and a Spanish kid, and they were like, oh, let us show you our like spot. And then we got into this like weird place in the park where they had like something that looked like that kind of, and we're hanging out. I was like, and I'm instantly going, we need to get the fuck out of here. And I just,
was it their creation or something they found?
No, something they built.
They built it.
But like, they were like, I think they cobbled it together, but they were like, oh, we found something like this on the other side of the park. We'll show you this too. That's why we built this. And I was like, no, that's a homeless guy thing.
Yeah.
Because I, years later in the same area, I was fucking a chick back there and just looked up and just some homeless guy was jerking off.
Hell yeah.
So good for that guy. But, we're in there and I just remember,
that's like homeless Christmas. Dude.
And we're going to need to timestamp this because we're going to need to bleep this out. I just remember we're sitting there and I'm getting nervous and this little kid looks at his boy and goes, "These think we bums." And I was like, well, I looked at him and I was like, what am I supposed to think? He's like, I got a house. And I go, where? I've never seen you before. I'm from this neighborhood. I never saw those kids before or since. For all I know, they were bums. They got kicked out of the park. Right? That's fair.
That's fair.
The two Mexican kids, I saw one of them in a bar like 4 years. No, one of them was my Uber driver like 4 years ago. The two Mexicans.
Excellent.
The treehouse, yeah.
You remember the time we saw the King of New York?
Oh, yes, of course. Under the bridge. Who's getting it? So here's the thing. Who is more of King Bum? The guy who was getting blown under that bridge, broad day, middle of the day.
Of the day, had the girl bent over, ass spread open towards the cars, and was spanking her ass and fingering her as part of the show.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Yeah, here's the thing. Not even a tip cup out.
Nope.
Just love of the game.
Yeah.
By the way, if I pass that and it's got an open violin case, I'm throwing a couple bucks in.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Why not? So, yeah, I think this guy is a king shit over here of this.
Well, you know, because he's getting the best homeless pussy. That's why he doesn't want to give up that.
Yeah.
You know, big fish, small pond. If he's a guy with a house.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
not getting consistent homeless pussy.
In the land of the blind, the homeless guy with a house is king.
Yeah. That guy is getting nonstop homeless pussy and not responsible for what
happens. Fucking one-eyed ladies in the eye hole.
Yeah. He's giving headers.
Go check out the episode of Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show where me, Zach, and Richie Redding watch the classic movie Header. Don't want to spoil it. Go watch it. And it's also available on Tubi.
AKA Black Netflix.
Yeah, Tubi is black. Oh, actually, Jorge, I feel like we may as well watch a couple of these. I feel like, are you good at finding horrible black movie clips from Tubi? That seems like something you would be good at. You've watched some of these, obviously.
Yeah, they're all like 52 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I've never watched the full movies, but like just some of the clips that go viral on Instagram. The one that I always think of, maybe we've already watched this on a show together, I don't remember, is just like the guy who's like, what do you think this house? What do you think? I don't have a job. I've been fucking. Yeah, have you seen that?
I haven't seen that, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you can find that, if you just go, I pay for I feel like if you Google Tubi movie, I paid for this house by fucking. It's funny because the guy looks like a young Stanley from The Office, like before he got fat, and he could still make money as a gigolo. And then just him explaining to his wife that he got laid off years ago. And this is not the only one. Did it come up? It should come up very easily. It is fucking. This shit came up in my. Maybe I just have a different. By the way, now I just get videos of people rapping over weird food stuff.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I get those a lot.
Yeah. That is now a genre.
They pissed at you.
I don't have a damn job.
Music's great.
I lost it 3 months ago. You know what I've been doing for the last 2.5 months for money? Huh? I've been fucking. I've been fucking hella bitches. Because apparently good dick is hard to find.
What are you saying?
I'm saying,
but hold on.
This house you live in, the mortgage that's being paid, the food on the table, all financed by my dick.
What?
I take a little hit every now and again, keep myself rock hard. You happy?
So I assume he got caught smoking crack. And that's why because he also vaguely looks like the black version of the dad from the I Learned It From Watching You Dad commercial from back in the day. But how great is it that she needed clarification?
Yeah, hold on. Elaborate.
I think I know what you're saying.
Hold on. Stop it with all your fancy science terms. For the layman, explain what's going on here. Dumb it down for me.
Yeah, see if you can find any other crazy Black Tubi clip, because they're fucking funny, and we'll get out of here in a few minutes. But yeah, I just want to watch one more, if we can find one more clip. And there's I may as well talk to you about this while he's... Oh, you got one?
At the end of the day, Ronnie, I am a man.
A man who's gay. You like niggas. Get that through your head.
Clip it.
Yo, yeah, I want that on my soundboard. I want the whole thing.
Can you play that one more time?
Yeah, it's so good. By the way, Ronnie, true G.
At the end of the day, Ronnie, I am a man.
A man who's gay. You like niggas. Get that through your head.
By the way, I love that the wardrobe choice was the gay Black guy has to wear a Metallica shirt.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, so there's just more and more of these. I'm going to have to start watching the fucking movies.
For me, to find great bad movies, the runtime has to be under 70 minutes.
Yeah, that's always a telltale sign that, like, they... And also, you know that they filmed a three-hour opus.
Yes.
And they got 70 minutes.
Or they filmed 50 minutes and padded the runtime with...
long credits and outtakes.
Long credits, and then also, like, establishing shots that they bought.
Oh, I don't even know that trick. This is why I like fucking talking to you about movies and shit. All right, but we're going to get out of here in a minute. There is a story that I had that I... It's literally just for one joke, but...
Let's do it.
This is the headline. 7-Eleven powering stores completely with AI.
An Indian.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. And then I was like, artificial Indians?
He's just one on a hamster wheel.
It's just Apu with his own punch cards for the tic-tac-toe game. Yeah, that was it.
Yep, there we go.
There we go. This has been Notes of a Goon. Go see Zach at all of his shows. I'm your host, Chris Vega. Mike Harrington will be back at some point, but next week's show will be a show recorded in a car. Notes from the Road. It is me and Rob Bernstein driving from Kansas City to Omaha, Nebraska, that we recorded last week, and that'll be next week's show. And then we'll be back with our regularly scheduled programming after that. I'm your host, Chris Vega. Good night.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, now must say die. I tell you, I tell you.